is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Welcome back to another episode of Life in the Jewel, Ins and Outs of San Diego. I'm your host, here to tell you all about living in San Diego. Hi, travelers. Welcome back to my podcast, Life in the Jewel, Ins and Outs of San Diego. Throughout the season, I will be telling all of you about the beautiful coast of San Diego, California. I'm from a small city in San Diego and love going to different beaches around me, discovering new places to go and enjoy my time at home. I'm so excited to give you all a deeper dive into what it looks like living in San Diego and just all the amazing culture and goings-on around us. In today's episode, I'm going to tell you guys about La Jolla. So, La Jolla is a coastal city in San Diego, California that's known for its beaches, natural beauty, and atmosphere. I was actually born and raised in La Jolla and super blessed to live there. And it's just so pretty and there's so much to do and it's just an amazing time. We call La Jolla the jewel because of its abundance of activities and upscale village, and it really lives up to its nickname. La Jolla is consistently voted one of the top beach destinations in the world. We offer a wide range of accommodations from luxurious hotels to casual coastal retreats, along with plenty of museums, art galleries, cute boutiques, all like up and down the streets. Like anywhere you go, you're going to find a cute little shop, some amazing restaurants, and tons of outdoor activities. Okay, so the first place in La Jolla that I'm going to talk about is La Jolla Cove. It's like this cute little beach cliff area. So during the summer and like fall months, we experience super warm weathers in the high 70s range with even warmer water to match it, with like 75 degrees is like super warm all the time in the ocean. At the beach in La Jolla Cove, there's super cool snorkeling, kayaking, and surf spots all in the same area. There are actually these super cool caves that you can swim or kayak through. And one of my favorite things to do is La Jolla Kayak, which is like this little shop where you can rent kayaks, and it's in the cove. They do snorkeling and kayak tours. They take you all through the caves and take you swimming. And you can swim with the wild leopard sharks too. They like don't, I don't think they bite. I've never actually done it, but it's not that scary. Like they're just, it's usually like the beginning of summer that they come out and they're just all over the beach. This summer was actually amazing too. We had a ton of orca whales, which I've never seen until I was walking by the beach this year and like right at the cove, and I saw an orca flipping a dolphin into the air, and everyone was videotaping it. It was posted on the news. It was actually so cool to experience. By the cove is La Jolla Shores, which is the beach just a little bit north, which is where it was. But it's also another gorgeous beach and well-known surf spot. It's right by a pier, and it's so beautiful, and the kayak tours take you all over there. There's always, like, pods of dolphins swimming by. It's so pretty. But going back to the cove, there's this place called Children's Pool that was actually created to be a swimming spot for children. But the wildlife had another idea. It's now been taken over by seals, and every summer you just walk by this little protected like swimming area. It's like this big wall in the water, but there's always just seals piled on top of each other looking for a place to rest, lay in the sun, and so it's basically just sand and, like I said, this wall, but it's like blocking the ocean, so it's like a calmer water area. The children's pool is permitted for swimming, but it's still closed off to the public from early December to early May, because that time is like pupping season for the seals. So they're all having their babies there. And so you're not allowed to go down there when the seals are there. Another fun and cool landmark is the Torrey Pines Golf Course, which is just right up the street from the cove, like a little bit north. Maybe about, like 10 minutes away. The golf course is super famous, and they've held plenty of PGA tours, the US Open. It's so beautiful and they take care of it so well. The grass is always so green, even during like the super dry months. It's just such a fun course too. I used to go all the time, not a good golfer, but it's just like so pretty and it's such a good experience. And it's overlooking the water, so it's right on a cliff. Even if you're just driving by the golf course, like, you can still see the ocean. It's so beautiful. There's always like parasailers, and there are tours that you can do that as well. So that's really cool. Okay, moving on, I'm going to talk to you guys about my favorite beach, Wind and Sea. Like wind and sea, but it's like mashed together. It's so pretty. The water is always so clear. There are certain spots down the whole beach where the waves are like super big, and then you can look down the way and the water is so calm where you can just like swim and just like lay in the water without getting like taken out by a wave. It's about just like a 5-minute drive from my house, or like the heart of La Jolla, whatever you want to call it, but it's literally my favorite place ever. Every day over summer and the months of like October, November, September, anytime, it's so pretty and the water is so warm. You can drive, which is like 5 minutes, like I said, or you can walk. It's only about like 15 minutes down to Wind and Sea, jump in the ocean, wash the day off, or lay in the sand and read a book or listen to music. It's just such a nice, relaxing place to go to. Another thing I like to do at Wind and Sea is cliff jumping. There's this big rock. It's been, once you've done it a couple times, like, it becomes like muscle memory. But yeah, when it's high tide, we all climb the cliff and jump into the ocean on a big wave, and then climb right back up and do it over and over again. It brings so much excitement to everyone's face, and even seeing or talking about it just like gives me nostalgia. Like, it's so fun. But yeah, usually over summer especially, I'll just go, I'll lay on the sand, I'll tan, I'll go swimming. You can do like, there's some reefs that are far out, so you can take goggles, especially on like a calmer day, and just go and like see all the fish swimming around, see all like the coral and everything. It's so beautiful. In the San Diego airport, they have this big sign in the summer, and it says Wind and Sea Beach, and it's always so populated over summer, and as it should be, because it's genuinely one of the best beaches that we have. All the tourists will come, and everyone just has a great time, and it's definitely by far my favorite. All right. As I just said, nothing can top Wind and Sea, as I was talking about it. It is my favorite beach, I'm not going to lie. But I am going to tell you guys about a more surfing beach rather than just like a relaxing spot or a spot where you want to go swim. So I don't think that the two should compare. But Law Street is a super nice beach in PB, which is a little south of La Jolla. They have perfect waves for beginners when it comes to surfing. Law Street is a surfers-only beach that they do surf camps at for people who are new learners, like, especially in the summertime with all the tourists and stuff. Like, they'll either, like, the adults will take a class or the kids will take a class. There's just always something going on there. It's a great little learning spot. It's super fun. So, Law Street, there are, like, certain parts of the beach that the waves will be bigger at. And where the waves are bigger usually is, like, the local surf spot. So I feel like the tourists and stuff, like, can see, like, not really to go over there. Just to, like, not interrupt what the people who are skilled at surfing are doing. And all the surf instructors know if they're taking people out, like, they don't want to go to where the waves are too big. So people can actually enjoy their time. So, yeah. It's super cool. It's right on another little pier. So, like, one half of the pier is, like, for surfing only, and then the other side of it, which is more down south, is where people will lay on the beach, too. I don't like going to the beach down there if I'm not surfing, just because the sand's, like, it's a little bit, like, black sand, almost. It's just not the nicest beach. But definitely, like, if you want to go surfing, definitely go there. Yeah, the beginners, just, like, it's gives you such a good place to, like, start off and learn, when, like, the more experienced surfers, like, kind of go there if they just want to, like, mess around or practice or whatever. So, yeah, another beach. I think my second favorite beach is Marine Street. So it's a little bit north of Wind and Sea, but there's this huge like rock that goes into the ocean that kind of divides the two beaches. So at Marine Street, the waves are actually really, really big. And it's like a really big shore break, which means it's like crashing like right on the sand, where the water ends. So it's pretty big. And if you're not great in the ocean, I highly suggest that you probably didn't want to go to Marine, but it's super cool. It's so beautiful. And the waves are always like so fun. And also there are always a lot of dolphins over there too, which is super cool to see. But I love to go watch the sunset at Marine Street because of how big the waves are. And then the sky just looks so beautiful. It's just such a fun thing to experience. Anyway, all right, travelers, that's all I have for you on today's podcast. If you couldn't tell, I really, really love La Jolla and love where I'm from. And I'm extremely grateful to get to share all of my knowledge with you. I hope I can turn some of your heads into booking a trip to the Jewel. Thank you for your time and tune in next week for another episode of Life in the Jewel, ins and outs of San Diego.